Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacevic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic. Coming live from the SMRP 2018 conference, it is my pleasure to welcome back Alan Reinstra to the podcast.
Thanks.
So Alan, you've been on in the past to talk about ultrasound, the advantages of it, how do we use it, all those great things. So before we dive into that, can you give us a brief introduction to yourself and SDT?
Sure. So we're a Belgian-based company. We're a manufacturer of about 45 years old now. And we focus on one thing and one thing only. That's manufacturing the best ultrasound hardware and software out there. And we are just super focused on that technology.
Excellent. So you guys have a tremendous amount of products out there. You know, you got your very simple ultrasound tools for lubrication all the way to your 270, and now you have new ones out. What is that new one?
Yeah, we just recently launched, actually our first announcement of it was last month at Euro Maintenance, but it's the SDT 340 and UAS Ultra Analysis Suite 4.0, and these two products together are cloud-connected condition monitoring solutions.
All right, so what does the 340 offer that, say, maybe the 270 didn't offer in the past?
If you look at the instrument, if you look at the new instrument and the old instrument side by side, they look pretty similar. We've stuck to our housing design and we've stuck to our keypad layout for the most part. The most significant changes is the horsepower that we've put inside of it. Your eyes, first of all, is going to see the color display. So we have a larger color display that has the ability to display real-time time wave and FFT. We have the ability to do a split screen mode on it so we can see measurements that we're taking instantaneously versus historical measurements. But it's really the horsepower inside, 4.5 gigabytes of memory. And then we've created this new measurement mode called focus mode. And focus mode takes ultrasound to the next level of detection, especially when you're dealing with bearings and gears. And especially slow speed stuff.
Okay.
And the significant thing about focus mode is it allows us, in the 270, we were measuring at 8K resolution. Now we start at 32K, but in focus mode, we can go to 128 or even 256,000 samples per second. So we are able to see minute defects that nobody else can see.
Yeah, so a huge, huge increase in the resolution available.
For a handheld portable data collector, you're not going to see this kind of resolution anywhere.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, we can do all these things now. We can zoom in. What is that change for a technician? Do they need different training now because they have that much more resolution, or can they just see more so they can leverage their existing training?
Well, I mean, the beauty of electronics nowadays and good software designers is the graphical user interface. So you can put as much complexity as you want into a tool as long as you've got to have guys in your workshop that can make it simple to use. And I mean, that's the simplicity is one of our core values. And definitely you're going to benefit from having some kind of signal analysis background training, but there's enough smarts built into this with the four condition indicators that you can still trend and get instantaneous feedback. So you don't need to be at the top end of the competency curve to use this instrument.
Excellent. Now, what are those four condition indicators that you have?
So the four condition indicators is something that we released with the 270. And so what's unique to SDT's devices is that we have a preset acquisition time. So we can tell the instrument that we want to acquire a signal over a short period of time or up to 10 minutes. So if you've got something that's rotating extremely slow, we can capture that data over a 10-minute sample, which is huge. That's why we have the 4.5 gigs of memory. But what it's the output that matters at the end of that. It's not just a matter of looking at a single decibel. It's a matter of looking at that decibel four different ways. So the RMS value gives us the total energy for that length of sample. So whether it's 10 minutes or 10 seconds.
Yes.
The max RMS gives us the loudest quarter second sample in that acquisition time. The peak, and remember, we're measuring at 128,000 samples per second. The peak is going to be the single loudest measurement over that sample time. And then the fourth condition indicator is crest factor. And crest factor is just a linear ratio between the peak and the RMS.
Okay.
And so what's nice about the crest factor is even if you don't have a lot of analysis background, you can look at the trend of the crest factor, and you can pretty quickly determine whether the faults coming from your bearings or from your gears are related to impacting, friction, or a combination of both.
Excellent. Excellent. I also noticed with the 340, there's an FFT screen.
Correct.
Does that mean we can do vibration, or are we taking the ultrasound and putting it into an FFT format?
Both. The 270 and the 340 both accept RS resonant sensors in the ultrasound frequencies, and also just standard 1 to 10 kilohertz accelerometers. So we're measuring vibration, ultrasound, temperature, and RPM, and all you have to do is hit the F1 button to toggle between all four measurements.
Excellent. So easy to use. We got a tool that can collect a variety of different data points for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the new user interface, UAS 4.0? What's the differences between the previous versions?
Yeah. Well, Ultra Analysis Suite is a product that goes back 10 years. What's significant about Ultra Analysis Suite is that SDT was the first ultrasound company to step out and say, we're going to charge money for our software. We're not going to give it away for free. And we didn't do it because we wanted to make, well, obviously we're in business to make money, but the real reason to do it was to turn that Ultra Analysis Suite revenue into something that could generate something amazing. And so if you've followed SDT over the last 10 years, you've seen the evolution of this, of the Ultra Analysis Suite software. UAS 4.0, it's completely off the charts, revolutionary. First of all, it's cloud-based. Second of all, it's browser-based. So, I mean, I run a MacBook Pro, and I can run this software on Safari, on Chrome. It doesn't matter what browser you're using. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you have an internet connection, you're connected to your ultrasound and vibration data.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out iridicio.com for a free copy of their ebook, A Smarter Way of Preventative Maintenance. This ebook will allow you to review your current maintenance program and eliminate the non-value-added work you're doing, which is most likely causing you more downtime than it is preventing. www.iridicio.com.
Okay, excellent. And I also heard rumors that we can pull in other data from existing other technologies. Is that true? So I can look at using Ultra Analysis Suite 4.0, look at my ultrasound data, maybe some thermography or vibration data, some oil analysis data in a single dashboard?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we listen to our customers, and our customers, one of their single biggest frustrations is data silos. You've got your vibration department living on its own. You got your ultrasound department living on its own. You've got your oil analysis guys. They're in a lab somewhere. Well, we need a software that we can bring everything into. So we have the ability to create data connectors to virtually any asset condition management software out there. So whether it's your vibration data collection, your motor circuit analysis, we'll write a data adapter for your software, and everything can live inside of UAS 4. So if you're stuck on an island right now, we can bring all of your asset condition information into one cloud-based, browser-based software.
Excellent. That is a huge game changer. I've been asked at least 5 times this week so far, do you know of a software package where I can bring all my condition monitoring data into one point? So we have solutions for that now.
We do.
We definitely make it a lot easier.
We do.
What else can we expect from SDT into the future?
Well, I mean, the big thing right now is safety for our data collectors. So guys are going out into the field, and we need to keep them safe. So wireless sensors are definitely something that's on our design table, and we're very close. In the meantime, our online systems are growing in popularity, and so more and more assets are getting permanently wired in, and we're keeping our data collectors safe. So that's a big thing. Once we've got the 340 and UAS4 safely launched and stable, and everybody's past the growing phases of a product launch, which we're in right now, we're going to turn our focus back to our LubeXpert product. So if you're not familiar with LubeXpert, I think you are, but yep. LubeXpert's an ultrasound solution that we designed to help our lubrication department's grease bearings right. And the uniqueness of LubeXpert is that it engages the lube tech in the lubrication, in the grease replenishment task. It makes him think before he pulls the trigger. Mm-hmm. Once you've pulled the trigger, you can't put the grease back in the grease gun.
Yep.
So now it's time for us to look at generation 2 of LubeXpert. Add a little bit more machine learning, a little bit more functionality in the algorithms, and just start creating more and more precision lubrication programs.
Excellent. So not only are we making sure we lubricate it properly, mm-hmm. we're lubricating with the right lube at the right time.
Yep.
Now we have the ability to dive deeper into the ultrasound analysis, the vibration analysis, and truly understand what's going on with our assets.
Yep.
Well, Alan, where can people find out more about SDT, all these products? Where you guys are obviously at SMRP, but where else are you guys going to be? If they're there, they can connect with you?
Sure. So, I mean, we go to market globally through a very highly qualified group of sales channel. Here in the United States, we have probably the best partner that you could have in Ludeca. Ludeca is a Miami-based asset condition monitoring supplier. Laser alignment, vibration, ultrasound. And if you're in the United States, you can call us, you can call Ludeca, you can visit our website, sdtultrasound.com. Now globally, and we go to market all over the world, so we've just recently incorporated in India, we have office in China. I'm myself heading to India in a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to be at MaintCon in Bahrain in November.
Perfect.
So there's going to be lots of places to see the 340 before the end of this year. And of course, you'll be able to catch us at IMC as well in December.
Excellent. And you also, your website, sdtultrasound.com, you can find out a lot of the details there as well.
Sure can. Sure can. And I'm pretty active on LinkedIn too, so find my profile on LinkedIn and message me, and I love just one-on-one engaging with people. So you want to message me on LinkedIn, I'll be happy to have a conversation.
Excellent. Well, I'll make sure to put links to the 340, your website, all those great conferences you mentioned into the show notes so people can quickly find it. Anything else you want to talk about, mention in ultrasound before we wrap up?
Sure. I mean, I could talk forever. You know me. I could talk forever, especially about my company. But no, I mean, SDT, it's the world's favorite ultrasound company. We are in business not to compete with who sells the most instruments. We're in business to sell or to create the most effective and efficient and long-lasting ultrasound program. So, we want to sell lots of ultrasound detectors, but we want to sell ultrasound systems that get used, and we want to create partners with our customers. And that's really our go-to-market strategy.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking the time today to talk to us about the SDT 340 and the new software that goes with it as well. So I appreciate it, and thanks.
It's my pleasure, man. My pleasure, James. Thanks for having me.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.